Thank you, Anthony, for being on the Art of Money radio show again today.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. Great. Appreciate it. It's the second time I had a chance to interview you.
That's right, yeah.
Tell me a little bit. We talked before about some of the work you do with your foundation.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about Play 60. I didn't talk to you about that last time, right. And tell me a little bit more about Play 60.
Well, Play 60, of course, is a program, one of the pillars that the NFL has. It's a great message. It's a message that they go around the country. They do phenomenal work with through media exposure and going into schools. It's basically encouraging young people to get out every day and do something physical for 60 minutes. As we know, with technology, it's kind of hard to get these kids out now. So that's the primary message of Play 60 is get out, be physical, do something. So about 11 years ago, because my heart is for young people, my heart not only for, you know, exercise, teaching them football, but also character, being a person of character. So my son and I, he had just spent 6 years with Procter & Gamble around the world on marketing. And he left and we started a little agency and we were doing some stuff. And then finally we said, you know what? It's kind of crazy. We both have athletic backgrounds and we're not doing anything in sports. I said, well, let's go. We jumped on a plane, went up and talked to the NFL because I'd been on committees throughout the time I've been retired. And we said, why don't we take the Play 60 and infuse it with character and team building? And they were all for it. So here we are going into our 10th year. We have what we call our NFL Play 60 character camps. So we minimum of 300 kids each time. We've been in 27 NFL cities. We run them, we put them together, we get the kids, we get the coaches, but each team gives us great support with staff. So we'll go in, let's say we go into L.A., we do the Chargers and the Rams, they're both back in L.A., and we'll do maybe the Rams at the Coliseum, we'll do the Chargers maybe. And it's become basically a fan development Hispanic outreach. So about 70% of the kids we have are Hispanic. So with these different NFL teams, if we don't do it at the stadium or if we don't do it at the practice facility, we'll go into the community. And like here in Miami, for years we've done it in the city of Hialeah, which is 99% Hispanic. So that's basically what we've done. And we get a chance to utilize the game of football. And we will teach them some football because we staff it with coaches. But the coaches understand high school, small college. They understand that it's not 100% football. They understand that we're going to teach them some football, but at the same time, we have team building activities. We have character traits that we're going to, you know, teach these young men and women. So that's what we've been doing for, you know, like I said, going into 10 years. I do the same thing at home with my foundation, but we'll take 150 young men and we'll take them away to camp for 3 days. So now we have overnight camp where we pour into them for 3 days. And it's kind of hard. We're on the road doing that. So we do a 3-hour day camp with these young men and women. And I say men and women because we get probably 25-30% young ladies that come to these camp and they love it. I mean, they absolutely love it. They give these young men a run for their money, you know, and but it's great to have, you know, the diverse group, the young men and women. So that's what, when I talk about the Play 60, NFL Play 60 character camps, that's what we do.
Now, football, you had high success, super successful in football, Pro Bowl for 12 years, 13 years, right?
11-year Pro Bowl, yeah.
Okay,
11
years,
yeah.
All right, sorry, missed
no,
it by
okay.
one.
That's okay, that's okay.
I gave you credit for one more. Yeah. How did have you translated some of the lessons? Like, tell me a lesson from football that you've translated into real life, like into your business life, your foundations.
I think it's preparation, discipline, knowing that you can go beyond where you think you can go. I think the thing with playing football is, you know, let's just take training, for instance. You believe you can run and lift and just to a certain point, but then you realize if you really, really push yourself, and people talk about toughness, I think it's more mental discipline. You can run and push yourself even harder than you think, and then all of a sudden you're in better shape. You can lift and become even stronger. So I think that's really what's carried over to life after football or off the football field, is we were so regimented with schedules, and, you know, we had tasks. We had to be diligent to accomplish those tasks, and, that's another thing, the discipline of doing that. If, you know, you have something, you want to get it done because you knew you had a certain amount of days before you played on Sunday to get things done or else you weren't going to be successful.
Right,
so there's some amazing, you know, the work ethic, the, you know, responsibility, not expecting other people to take care of things for you, but you got to, you know, do it yourself. And at times, you know, off the football field, that can be challenging, you know, because, you know, different personalities, and I have a personality that might, not be 100% consistent with something, so I got to work a little harder doing that off the field. Where on the field, you know, I had to, you know, really make sure that I kept my job.
Well, football has always been kind of a fun thing for me and my family. We're big boosters. We'd go all the way. up to the games almost every year. Right now, it's a little tough for us because it's FSU football I'm referring to. So it's been a little tough for us the last couple of years. But we've actually partnered with one of my nemesis, which is the Tebow Foundation this year. And we're going to be going to one of his Night to Shines here in Puerto Rico here next week, which will be fun.
Yeah.
Just one last question. Tell us a little bit about what you do for education with your foundation.
Well, education, we have a mentoring program. We start out with young elementary kids. You know, once a week during the school year, a couple hours after school, working on their reading skills, working on homework, just and then also life skills. I think, you know, in addition to the educational part of it, you have to become a total person. So our mentoring program and then, of course, continuing education. We encourage kids. We have our straight A scholarship, which, you know, you can become a straight A student all through high school, and then we award the seniors, and then we give scholarships for continuing education. So not only do we work with the young people while they're in school, but then we try to assist them as they continue their education after high school.
Well, Anthony, thank you for being on the show today. Again, it's been great to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.